One day, the two little pig boys, Curly and Floppy Twisty Tail, decided to play a game with Uncle Wiggily. Around their heads, Curly and Floppy each tied a bright red handkerchief. Over their faces, Curly and Floppy each tied a black mask. And Curly and Floppy each carried a wooden sword. "Now we're pirates," said Curly. "And we're going to capture Uncle Wiggily and hold him for ransom," said Floppy. At that moment, along came Uncle Wiggily wearing his long frock coat that went way down to there, his tall silk hat that went way up to there, his little bow tie, and his red, white, and blue cane, which he twirled and twirled and twirled. "Uncle Wiggily, you're our prisoner," squealed Curly and Floppy Twisty Tail. "My, my," said Uncle Wiggily. Well, they marched Uncle Wiggily to a wooden raft and sailed out to the middle of the lake. "Uncle Wiggily," said Curly Twisty Tail, "we won't let you go until you pay us a ransom." "My, my," said Uncle Wiggily. "What can I give you as a ransom? Not my long frock coat, and not my tall silk hat, and not my little bow tie, and not my red, white, and blue cane. I know what. These two lollipops." "That's a very fine ransom," said Floppy Twisty Tail. And he and Curly sailed the raft back to shore and set Uncle Wiggily free. But the fox and the wolf had seen everything that had happened.
"Wolfie, let's dress up like pirates," said the fox. "We'll look just like the pig boys, and we'll capture Uncle Wiggily, sail him to the middle of the lake, and nibble both his rabbit ears."
Once again, Uncle Wiggily was the prisoner of pirates, but he didn't know that these two pirates were the fox and the wolf. Out on the lake, Uncle Wiggily said, "Set me free, Curly and Floppy, and I'll give you two more lollipops."
"We're not Curly and Floppy," said the fox. "We're the fox and the wolf, and we're going to nibble your rabbit ears."
Just then, riding toward them in a rowboat, came Curly and Floppy Twisty Tail. "We'll save you, Uncle Wiggily," they shouted. In Curly and Floppy's boat was a long black stovepipe that looked like a cannon. Curly blew talcum powder through the stovepipe and shouted, "Bang!" And each time Curly shouted, "Bang!" Floppy threw a cabbage at the fox and the wolf. The cabbages bounced off the fox's head and off the wolf's head. The cabbages broke the raft in two, and it sank on the spot. Quickly, Curly and Floppy pulled Uncle Wiggily out of the water. "Thanks to you, my two ears weren't nibbled a bit," said Uncle Wiggily, and he gave each of the pig boys another lollipop.